You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
And the Stingers, probably a matchup they're pretty happy about. They've had a lot of success. I know regular season's different, but they should go in pretty confident group. The head coach, Jordan Baker, joins us once again. Coach, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So, you know, you played a lot, and you've coached now for a few years. I know that playoffs are new, but it's not like a team can totally revamp their identity come the playoffs. You've had success as a group against the surge. Why do you think that is? Why have they been such a good matchup for your team?
I think some of the things that we try to preach in our locker room and preach in our practice court is, you know, it's what they do really well. And how they have success against other teams in the league. And it's, you know, they want to play fast in transition. They want to turn you over and they want to, you know, create second chance opportunities. And for us, it's a priority in our locker room from day one to try to eliminate some of those things. And, you know, we've done a good job in a couple of matchups against the Surge, but, you know, they're a relentless and athletic team. So we're going to need to be, you know, even better to get a playoff win tomorrow night.
I know, Jordan, I remember talking to you in July just before a meeting with him, and he said the key is, you know, they like to get out in transition, right? And that's where they flourish. And you said, you know what, we stop. And I think you won that game like 113-90 or something like that. It was pretty convincing victory. So, you know, when you're setting up for this game, are you really drilling into all like the film of what you've done with them, or because you haven't faced them in over a month, have they changed at all in how they play since you last met them in early July?
I mean, they've had some personnel changes as what happens in our league. You know, they've brought in a couple different guys, their rotation's a little bit different, but for the most part, you know, it's very similar to what we saw back in July. I think, you know, we don't necessarily want to, you know, reminisce on footage from then. You know, we want to take a look at their recent handful of games, our recent handful of games, where are some areas we can be a little bit better, with an understanding, like I said, and as you mentioned, we want to try to be excellent in transition defense, force them to play 5-on-5. And, you know, if it's a score in the 90s or 80s, I think that's probably where we want to be.
Looking at your team, you know, for years you really pride yourself, hey, we're a team and we're built around lots of guys contribute. Well, this year you got the, you know, the leading scorer in the league who set the league record for most points in 1 year, and you still promote as a team, coach, but it's unique having like a go-to guy, and having played the game for as long as you have, it's always great to have lots of guys contributing. But it is nice, isn't it, to have kind of a guy where you can almost, well, we know this guy's going to give us, you know, probably 25 points a night.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. Sean's been terrific for us all season long. You know, and as teams start to realize, you know, he's our engine offensively, you know, they start to key on him. He sees multiple bodies, and he's done a great job of sharing it, and that opens up opportunities for other guys. We've had some secondary scorers, especially in the second half of the season, really step up when he's drawn extra attention. So it's not like he's shooting bad shots.
Yes.
You know, his efficiency is off the charts. He's shooting, you know, 50%. From the field, 40 from three and 90 from the foul line. So he's not shooting any bad ones. And he's taking what the defense has given him, which has been great for our offense.
Well, he's not only leading you in scoring and the whole league. He's got 116 assists, second on your team. He's second in turnovers. He's first in steals. Like, he's had an MVP for the league like season, not just for your team. And, you know, obviously you hadn't coached him before. Now that you've had a whole season with him, what's impressed you most about Sean?
Yeah, I think his ability to pick up concepts. You know, it's a summer league. We don't get a whole lot of practices. We're, you know, traveling and playing a lot of games. So for us to be able to go through something and walk through it, for him to understand it and apply it from that point guard position, you know, he's been a great extension of our coaching staff on the floor.
Jordan Baker, head coach of the Edmonton Stingers, joins us. So are you expecting them, like, is Calgary a team, will they double even more on Sean?
I mean, it'll be interesting to see. They've got a bunch of different lineup combinations that they can roll out. They'll certainly do some switching 1 through 5 that'll put a little bit of more size on him. They'll maybe look to trap a little bit. They've done a variety of things against talented guards in the league. So for us, it's just trying to be prepared as much as possible and put our team in a position where we can, you know, take advantage of whatever coverage they're throwing at us.
Not only his scoring ability, I'm looking like he's second in the league in steals. Like, that ability, what makes him, like, is it just quickness? Is it anticipation? What allows you to be a, you know, a guy who's that good of a thief with the ball?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a nose for the ball, certainly. You know, teams are going to say, well, you know, if he's going to guard a bigger player, we're going to try to post him up on the block. He's got really, you know, he's got humongous hands, which helps too, to be able to, you know, deflect passes and get steals and knock passes away. So, yeah, I mean, he's done a great job. And that's something that, you know, doesn't really necessarily come from us as a coaching staff. That's just his natural ability that makes him plays for us defensively. And usually it leads to good things going down the other way as well.
And obviously you don't win just with one player. You've got a lot of that. Scotty Lindsay's had himself a really good season. You know, Nick Hornsby, you go down the list of your team. And so in the playoffs, though, in one game, Jordan, you've been there both as a player and as a coach. And you there's certain guys that have had an ability to step up. Do you sense the guys on your team that you feel like, you know what, here's a guy that can rise to the occasion for us, not Sean, someone else?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we want to win the basketball game, you know, Nick has to be excellent for us. You know, he has to be a guy that orchestrates things. And when they try to take the ball out of Sean's hands, he's got to be a guy that can facilitate and create looks for us offensively. And then defensively, he's got a tall task against Greg Brown III, who's an excellent player from Calgary. So I think Nick, you know, he's been with us for, this is now his third season, so he understands the landscape, he understands the playoff structure, and we're expecting a big game for him tomorrow.
I was going to ask you about Brown. He's obviously their go-to guy in Calgary. How do you balance, like, do you say, hey, I got to trust my guys to go one-on-one, but at the same time, like, you know, we'll double, like, how strategically, you know, when do you want to double guys in your defense?
Not a ton.
Okay.
You know, anytime that you can, that you're putting two guys on the ball, that obviously opens up things on the weak side. And, you know, he's an unselfish guy and he'll make the right play. So for us, it's more so, you know, we want to be visible without overcommitting away from the basketball. So we're not going to, you know, allow him to get one-on-one opportunities, certainly, at least not in theory. But we want to try to clog the paint, make his life difficult, turn him into a passer, but not necessarily out of a straight double team. We want him to see multiple bodies and have him to have to make a play at high tempo and then make a tough read.
Who are you expecting to play defense against Miller more?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be by committee. It's not going to be just one guy task. You know, we do a lot of guard-to-guard switching, and we try to, you know, throw multiple bodies at him. So, you know, Mason's going to be there at times. Scotty's going to be there at times. Nick's going to be there, depending on lineups and matchups. So we're going to try to keep as much size as possible on him, but with an understanding he's going to see lots of bodies over the course of the evening.
And do you feel pretty confident that you can, because I look at, you know, the last two games, you're averaging, I think, against Calgary, 107 points or something. Like, as good as they are offensively, are there areas you can exploit them defensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team, you know, they work to take certain things away, and they, you know, in doing so, open up other opportunities. I mean, there's a reason why they're the lowest scoring, you know, they're giving up the fewest points per game in the league, is they really, you know, take pride on that end of the floor, especially in one-on-one situations. So for us, you know, they're a high-tempo team. Can we execute offensively? Can we get deep into the shot clock and force them to have to defend, you know, 18 to 22 seconds? And then get ourselves a good opportunity at the rim. So I think, you know, they're an excellent defensive team, certainly. But, you know, we've got to make sure we take care of the basketball and get as many, you know, looks at the rim without turning the ball over as we can.
There's no doubt that this year, you know, the top three teams all were in the West, Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton. And it's funny, Jordan, you know, Vancouver kind of had your number. You had Calgary's number. Calgary had Vancouver's number. Any idea why?
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to matchups. There was some challenging you know, travel and trips in there as well. You know, it helps that, you know, we haven't actually played in Calgary this year. You know, we had the neutral site game in Red Deer, and then we had them at our place twice. So it's a lot of factors, but now it comes down to, you know, single elimination and needing to take care of business, you know, one game, and then, you know, you look to the next one once that one's done. So anything could happen tomorrow night, certainly.
Well, Jordan, best of luck. We'll be tuning in. Looking forward to it. Playoffs is always awesome. So travel safe and best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jordan Baker, head coach.